Yeah. Apple. Snapple. Crab apple. Wait, I said apple twice. I gotta do it again. Apple. Snapple. Apple. No, I said apple again. God damn it. I said apple. I said apple twice. Let me try something else.
Earth, the blue marble, is our spherical home. But what if Earth were flat? After all, some people called flat earthers truly believe in this retrograde idea. How would everyday life function? Would it function at all? We explore how much an oddball or odd slice Earth would be if it were flat, and whether there are any advantages to living on a strange disk with the sun and moon rotating overhead like a cosmic carousel.
Okay, so lesson number one, don't irritate me, that's important. If you do that, I will kick you out of this class. Good, let's start. Any questions? Good. Now I'm going to play. I'm going to play the theme song from Good Times. Actually, I don't know the notes for that. I should have thought about that before I started. At any rate, here we go. Good times,
we lucky we got 'em. Good times.
Yeah, so that was Good Times. That's the theme song. Via the cello. I think. I don't know.
Alright. Oh, the log?
Yeah, this is the log. This is the live log.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Mr. Benjamin Hauser doesn't get the boom boom tonight, but another time. Okay, so here's the thing. So just
you're not allowed to do that.
But it's I don't know if you were hearing it.
it sounded. It's almost... The
thing is, if you start now, you have to commit to that. I'm not sure.
I know. That's the problem. All right, so here's...
Also, like, if you're going to do left hand, you have to turn it over your other shoulder.
That makes sense.
And lean it against the opposite leg and all that.
Right.
But the thing is, like, you don't have... Like, you're used to using your left hand for everything in life, but not cello, so you might as well start with right hand, right?
I guess so.
I say that, but honestly...
Don't do this to my brain.
But if you think of it, it doesn't really matter.
I just want to show you what it looks like. I'm going to use the right, but I want to show you what it looks like when I use the left.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've tried it before. Okay. Yeah, it sounds good. So how long have you been playing the cello? Since 15.
Right. So almost
10 years.
Yeah, almost a decade.
I'm getting there.
Alright. And what do you think made you stick around so long?
It's a really fun instrument. I like the fact that it has like a huge range in terms of like the lows and the highs.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of emotional range. A lot of people think of the cello as like a very like stiff classical or like a very sad instrument. It's like very like, but there's also like fun. I could show you something.
If you were if you were distracted. That's funny. The only way he can truly explain is if he demonstrates, but he can't demonstrate right now. Because he's currently trying to recover the boom boom.
So. It's not the boom boom.
Oh, it's not the boom boom.
It's not the boom boom.
It's a separate thing.
I approach things in a much more slow.
It's still about the boom boom. I get it. You have a process. I get it.
Closer. and then we'll do the rest of the day. But
you trying to make it work?
I'm trying to make it work. All
right. Then there are no bounds to what one man will do to secure the boom boom. It is true. Thank you.
Not this, but something, yeah, something easier.
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
So I'm gonna get a different book. Just hold it. Actually, don't hold it. Just sit. I was gonna say sit like a cellist sits, but just sit, sit comfortably.
How does a cello sit? Yeah. I feel like a cello doesn't sit comfortably. They look uncomfortable when they sit. See what we can do.
Number 34. Andante espressive. Ah, yes, of course I know this one. I've heard it when I was a child. In grade school.
No, I'll just teach you something for the noggin. Alright, so here. Basically you wanna sit closer to the edge of the chair and then spread your legs out a little bit. The way you wanna like position the cello, of course you bring the instrument to yourself, not the, you know, other way around. We're probably similar, but you want this part to be touching your chest and this part to kind of like sit resting.
Really up here. And then you want this rested on my leg.
Yeah.
So you want it more like...
Right, so it's kind of like resting on your left leg, but it looks as if it's resting between the two of them. So let's... Yeah. And then just... It's not gonna be perfect. You're way too close on the edge. You don't have to do all that. You just, instead of moving yourself up, just move.
I just move the actual one. Okay.
Alright, so first thing is strum each string from lowest to highest. This one because I mean either way really.
I can see this one there.
Yeah. Alright, now you graduate to the bone. Alright. You're gonna probably feel bad for dropping it, but don't worry, it's okay. You did wrong hand though. Are you left-handed?
Yeah, left-handed.
That's too bad.
Really? The world hates left-handed people. I don't know why. Why do you hate us? Like, literally, it's just the switch of the hand.
I've never seen a cellist use a left hand.
Why do you have to be an ass, man?
The thing is, like, if you were to play that way,
yeah,
you would have to hold the cello like the opposite side.
You're like, that's this is the middle of recording.
Okay.
Here,
can you hold it?
Yeah. So I have to use the right.
Yeah.
So that means I have to strum like this.
No. You would strum with the same hand.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't do that.
Oh, that's because that's highly technical.
Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, it's more advanced.
My bad.
Ew. So you... What?
Yeah.
What? This is how you play the cello? With the same hand?
Okay. Well, basically, like, you'll be playing the notes on the left hand, or, like, choosing the notes, right, and then strumming on the right hand, right?
So you would hold this and then play it.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So, like, you want to play between here and here. So this is called the bridge, and this is the fingerboard.
Okay.
You want to typically play, like, right in the middle,
or closer to here. If you get anywhere here, like, it makes it louder, but it's probably like harder to like have a good tone. So try to just play from here to here. Just play try the D string. Yeah. So like start from the frog, which is closest to your hand. Oh, I forgot to teach you the hand hold.
Yeah, you did. I was like,
so like it's like this basically. You see it? It's like it's not really a grip, it's more of a hold. So like the way to learn it, do like that. Yeah. And then just kind of put it right here essentially. And then you kind of bring your thumb over. To be honest.
So hold your arm straight out. How would you hold it? Well, just hold it straight out.
It's hard for me to teach this because I just kind of grab it nowadays. I don't really think about it too much.
You would have the thumb here.
But the thumb's not grabbing it. The only reason I'm doing that right now. Yeah, it's really just gravity. Because once you actually put on the string is what holds it up mostly.
So. What does it look like when it's on the string?
So I'll hold it for you. Mm-hmm. And then put your hand there. Yeah, and then put the thumb in this.
Thumb goes in.
Yeah, but very lightly, no. Don't manhandle it. So like, what's called a down bow is when you start on this side.
Mm-hmm.
And then just try to play with good tone all the way to the point. Don't do
that. Okay.
Shoot.
What?
Oh, man.
You missed something?
Well,
because that was kind of cool, but I just did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yay!
That's a big moment for me. I'm sorry.
What happened? I have plans today with this girl texting me. She was like, hey, you want to meet up such and such today?
Oh, shit.
But no, it's not going to have
good bad. Fuck, dude. That's tough, dude.
Man, I don't even know what to say now. Cause...
Shit. Yeah, don't drop. If you drop the ball, pick it up.
Yeah, I did drop the
Look at boom, boogada boom. I think I can play Lean On Me. So we always light up. Lean on me.
Okay, so basically, we met a few weeks ago at the Spanish meetup, right? She's Mexican-American, and we had a good conversation. She was like, you want to meet like an hour in advance of the meetup, like, and talk about sign language and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And we talked about, yeah, we do this like maybe every week or something like that. And I said, yeah, for sure, let's do it. I asked her if she wanted to do it last weekend, she was busy. And then we talked about maybe doing something, and then we kind of just like, I mean, the conversation ended, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was busy. And then I was like, oh, my friend who is like in town today and this week, I'm gonna hang out with him today.
Yeah.
So I didn't say anything to her because like, oh, I just thought, oh, well, we didn't plan it.
Right.
But she just texted me like, last minute, but you still want to show up at 2 o'clock? It's 1:20 right now.
The timing is bad.
Yeah.
Well, just I just let them know you have plans today, but you would like to, you'd still like to do something in the near future. However, you want to formulate that sentence.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when that's gonna be. It could be next weekend. I just need to. I've been actually thinking about like asking to hang out maybe, but.
You look. You got a lot. We got things to do.
Yeah. That's actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what you should like to level up.
Yeah.
You should play whole notes on like each string. With a steady bow. Make sure it doesn't wobble, go different directions,
okay.
And also just a good tone, but yeah. Standard, but you can do anything, right? But like, start with a down bow.
Start with the
down bow. So a good idea would be to practice, say it's the C string, do a down bow, 1, 2, 3, 4, up bow, up 1, 2, 3, 4, and just keep doing that until it's great.
And
then
just
next string, next
is
string.
Is this considered up bow?
That's a down bow.
That's a down bow. So this is down, this is up.
Yes.
Okay.
Does it sound backwards? Does it seem backwards?
It does seem backwards.
Yeah.
I got you.
Because I don't know.
No, I get it, because you're going down and you're going up.
Well, that was just the opposite.
So it is backwards. Because this is going down, but you mean like as far as like notes. Like this is going up. And that's going down.
I do not know the answer.
I want to play It's a Bitsy Spider. Here we go.
See, I'm trying to be gentle, but also keep a firm grip on the bow without it, like, wiggling.
What do you mean by gentle?
Because, I'm trying not to, like, over-grip it.
I'm trying
to, like, keep it steady as well.
Okay.
And knowing me, I don't have steady. Like, I don't even have, like, my hands shake naturally. So... And then it just feels awkward. I feel like I'm holding it wrong the entire time.
Yeah. I think like the best way for me to explain things is by demonstrating.
Sure.
Oh wait.
But you do your business. You're clearly occupied. You're trying to get boom boom. You like. So our expert today is Mr. Benjamin Hauser, Esquire. He is currently trying to get some puss. So. I'm going to be taking over this class this evening.
Start spitting properly.
Yeah, just get the straight bars.
No, but my name is Benjamin, but you can call me Ben because I'm a hungry individual.
Damn. Bars.